Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say, yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
Because I love all the candles and the scents and everything. They greet me like Norm.
Oh, yeah,
from
right.
Cheers.
They know when you come in.
Common Man's here. Yes, you got anything in bubbles that's new?
In bubbles?
I like the foaming hand soaps.
Oh, I see.
I can't have a regular soap.
Yeah,
I got to
right.
have it foaming.
Who wants the goo? I need it to be like someone, like a baby is spitting up on your hand.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing. It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday.
How you doing, buddy?
Great.
Yeah?
No.
Well, why? What's wrong with you today?
I'll tell you why. By the way, it's Wild Card Wednesday. You control the show. Please tweet us at manandbone971. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Now that we got all that out of the way.
Yeah.
Oh, and Rimmer comes on later, and he's changing his diaper right now. He's getting ready.
All right, fine.
I sat down last night to watch the crew. I went over to the LDC to watch the crew.
That's good for you. I'm glad you went in there.
And I was angry.
What were you angry about?
Because they played like dog crapola, and I rarely bet. I am the worst gambler of all time.
Mm.
There's no one worse than me.
Hard to beat when you've got me sitting next to you, but go ahead. I'll gladly let you have the throne.
Sometimes I think I know what I'm doing. I'm like, this is too good to be true.
Yeah.
But they're just giving me money, and click. Loss. Crew, I'm going to put all my money on the crew to win tonight. It's the Red Bulls. What are we doing here?
Right.
Who cares if Diego Rossi's not playing?
It should be fine.
Doesn't matter.
Should be fine.
Here's all my money. And then they took all my money. And they're crap.
I'll tell you what. If you didn't watch this game, but if you're familiar with, like, let's say basketball, if you've ever watched a basketball offense pass the ball around the three-point line for all of the shot clock except for, like, 1 second left, and then someone takes a contested three, That was the crew offense last night. It was just, they generated chances. They had opportunities, but none of them were really that good. Most of them were not really that good. And the only few they got are the few that every soccer team gets every single soccer game. It has nothing to do with the crew being better or worse or anything.
The Red Bulls had plenty of chances to make it 2-0.
Yes, they did, including one where guys running in on Patrick Schulte, who was 30 yards away from the goal, and thankfully he got back, then came out and forced the guy to make a bad shot. And was able to corral it, but it went about as bad as it could for the crew. I was frustrated. I was extraordinarily, last night I'm watching it, and it was one of those nights. This is a night we have as a family often. There are, three girls, my wife in the house, there's four other people in my house, and cats and a dog, and who knows what else, probably a couple of roaches somewhere, I have no idea. Anyway, all I know is last night, every creature in the house was like, hey, it's time to talk to dad/husband/provider of food for the pets. They all wanted my attention as I'm watching this game, as I'm watching this particular outcome where I'm like, I can watch this crew game. No problem. I'll flip it on. We'll have a nice little family time.
I also wanted your attention.
I'm not going to be texting you. Well, yeah, you're texting me.
Help me.
Dude, I'm just saying, I'm literally sitting there and I'm watching this game and I'm like, this will be nothing. I'll watch it. I'll keep an eye on it. They're going to score a goal. And then I see they go down and I'm like, well, that's not good. But they'll get one right back here. They get to halftime. They haven't scored. It's the 60th minute. They're not scoring. The other team, Red Bull's running roughshod all over them. And I'm like, I don't know what to do here. And so I had to at some point go, guys, I got to lock in. I'm sorry. I got to be there for my team. I blame myself. I wasn't
not the family.
No.
The crew.
No, I have to be there for the crew. They know. That, right. I'm there for them all the time.
I know.
The crew need 90 minutes. You need the rest of my life. I'm giving them 90 minutes tonight. I gave them 30 minutes. That's the problem. I wasn't fully locked in. I blame myself.
You didn't miss anything.
No. I was watching it. I just wasn't like living and dying with every pass like I usually do. I had it on and I just kept checking in and saying, well, they're going to, that wasn't a great chance.
You and my daughter should get together and watch a game.
Yeah.
Because she's watching with me. And look, I love the kid. I like the fact that she likes to sit and watch sports with me. It's cute.
Mm-hmm.
But she cheers every completed pass that the crew make. It's like, I wanted to elbow her right out of the room.
No,
it's bedtime.
You know what? That's a good soccer fan. She's actually watching it like a soccer fan.
It's 7:15.
It's early bed. Early bed. We got to milk those cows in the morning. Come on, let's go. Get out of here.
I had even the cat last night. One of our cats, which is named Frankie, after Frankie Haydock. It's a black and gold cat. Frankie could sense something was wrong with me and was up on my chest, sitting on my chest.
That's bad, because I've heard at the nursing homes.
I know.
They have the cats that go and sit by the people who are about to die.
And then I'm like, oh, great, I got the cat doing a death roll on me right now. This is no good. I might have a heart attack watching this game. So, yeah, I was stressed last night. And then the crew, of course, couldn't help that out by scoring a goal. But at the end of it, I'm waiting for them to just find that thing where they go, well, wait a second, we're the crew, we're better than this. Someone makes a great play and you go, all right, thank God. They tied it up and then maybe they go win it in penalties or whatever. No, it was like they all were looking at each other going, well, someone's going to score. Someone's going to make this happen. I'll just pass it over to that guy. He'll make it happen. No one was taking the reins and being like, I got it. I'm good. And every time someone would try that, Red Bull had someone ready for it. They would be right there marking them. It was great by New York, terrible by the crew last night. Some nights it's not your night, but this felt like a little bit more. So
that's a bad night for not to be your night. So game two, obviously it's must win because it's best of three in New York. What is it, Sunday at 4:30 or something?
Okay. Smack in the middle of an NFL Sunday.
Whatever, man.
Can I tell you the glass half full on the crew for the rest of the way out here with this New York game, with the series? That is... I cannot see. I talked with Beam about this on Bone and Beam United today, which that podcast will be out any moment. Go find it wherever you get podcasts. Just search Bone and Beam United. I don't think there's a chance that New York can play. That is the best game I've seen them play in 3 years, New York Red Bulls.
Kiss of death.
I'm telling you, I can't see them playing that way twice. I can't see them playing that way twice.
Okay.
No chance. We're going to win the series.
Ryan Day's Buckeyes, the crew are going to come out angry.
No, crew are going to win. The crew are going to win the next two games, and we're going to forget all about this. No, I'm not taking anything to the bank. I'm not you.
I took it to the bank.
Yeah, well, that's your problem.
I can't make the mortgage payment this month, honey. Why? Because the crew, blame them.
Well, I appreciate your faith in the crew. I'm glad you had faith in the crew.
I didn't lose that much.
I will be paying for a win this Sunday.
Here's my problem, though, is that like, I could bet $5.
I know.
And I'll be just as invested as if I bet $500.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'll be just as devastated if I lose.
I'm the same way. But then I just bet the $5. I never go to, like, bet $500 because it's like, why would I?
Well, last night was closer to $500 than $5.
Sorry, buddy.
Thanks, crew.
I'm sorry.
I did bet the Yankees last night, too. So, hey, good on you.
Yeah, that's good. Look
rooting
at you.
For the Yankees. I'm rooting for drama is what I'm rooting for.
I can't root for the Yankees.
I don't want to sweep out World Series. I will say this, though, and I'm the only one who's saying it across the country.
Okay.
Freddie Freeman, good.
Dude.
That guy.
Man.
My God.
I've never seen someone have
he's homered in six straight World Series
games. I've never seen someone have since he's been, like, the games from the previous World Series and then now this.
Six straight World Series games. He's not gotten a hit. He's hit a homer.
Right. It's unprecedented. It's ridiculous. He even did it in a loss yesterday. Also, some controversy in this game. couple Yankees fans trying to take Mookie Betts' arm off.
Yeah, what are we doing?
I don't know,
First
man.
Of all, learn from a good White Sox fan.
Yeah.
You run on the field and stab a first base coach. You don't mess around with trying to get a foul ball out of somebody's glove. If you're going to make a statement, you're going to make a statement. Well, stab.
Well, yeah.
Name. And shoot. Well, they do that at White Sox games, too. No, remember the fat woman was shot?
We don't know what happened.
We know she was shot with a bullet.
Yeah, but we don't.
And they didn't stop the game. That we know. You okay, ma'am? Yeah, I was just shot. Should we stop the game? No.
Anyway, buy me some peanuts. They just like keep on playing the song. They don't care. Who cares?
That's Wrigley. They play that song.
They don't play it at yours? They don't play Take Me Out to the Ball Game at every stadium ever? Buy me some peanuts. I know they don't have Matt Nagy leading the singing and talking about dong.
I don't care what you say. He is saying penis.
Play it again.
He is not saying peanuts.
Play it again. Buy me some peanuts. 100%.
Come on,
there's
man.
No T in there. It's not low T. It's no T. That's 100%. Yeah, I know they don't have like an idiot leading the singing every day at your ballpark at Guaranteed Rate Field.
It's gunshot, seventh inning stretch. Oh, you got a flesh wound? You're fine. You're fine. Put a Band-Aid on it. Let's go.
Speaking of Chicago, I have seen this comparison made. I don't know this jabron's name that did this. The guy who got kicked out, the Yankees fan. Tried to rip the ball out of Mookie Betts' glove, but he got, you know, kicked out of the game. He apparently has been telling people that they did not tell him he couldn't return, that like for tonight or game five.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm sure he can't. There's no way he's allowed back in there. You're usually banned for a long time when you do something like that. But I've seen people who said, this guy has been lionized. He's been made a hero by Yankees fans. And oh, what a shame that is, because I remember Steve Bartman being a villain in that game when he did basically the same thing. Why did we crucify Bartman, right, but then these guys were heroes?
There's so much wrong with all of that.
Could maybe one of the things wrong with it be the fact that Steve Bartman interfered with someone on his own team?
Well, there's that.
And this guy was trying to stop the other team from beating his team. Again, not
it's
defending
all bad.
It. It's all bad.
Don't do it. But if you're comparing those two situations, you're an idiot.
Why were Cubs fans mad at Steve Bartman? Because he screwed the Cubs.
They thought Steve Bartman, they were wrong, by the way, because they're stupid Cub fans.
Yeah.
They thought Steve Bartman cost them the World Series. Right. They weren't in the World Series. They were in the NLCS.
NLCS, yes. With
but
the Marlins.
They're wrong.
Right.
The Cubs cost themselves a trip to the World Series because they choked on the chicken bone.
Yes, but the whole thing was he messed with a Cubs player while wearing a Cubs hat.
Yes, it was Moises Alou.
Yes.
And his urine hands.
He used to do that.
He used to pee on his hands.
No batting gloves.
Because he said it prevented calluses.
Yeah. Anyway.
I do it.
This guy is a Yankees fan interfering with a Dodgers player. That is difference number one that I feel like stops and ends the conversation on. Why are these situations different? Because of that. Because that's why. Yes, that guy's a moron. No one should be like doing that. But the reason Yankees fans were like, hey, good job, buddy, was because he was messing with the Dodgers player, not messing with his own team. That's point number one. Done.
Wild Card Wednesday. I rolled my eyes when I saw something today. You will, too. I will share it with you coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should know that there's an accident on the right shoulder of westbound East Main Street between 270 and Noah Bixby Road. And that's on the east outer belt, causing delay there. And we have a slowdown on eastbound 70 downtown between the 71 West Split and Livingston Avenue. And there's another delay on eastbound 670 from Neal Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
All right. I feel like we're going to do a lot of candy this week. We've done a lot of candy already, but I do have a wild card that involves candy rankings.
Let's go.
You ready for this?
I feel strongly about this.
So Nick tweeted us and just, he tweeted us a picture and he said thoughts and hashtag Wild Card Wednesday. So this appears to be a bag of, like, the contents of one of those mixed bags of candy that you purchase at the store to distribute to people.
Okay.
Is what I'm guessing for Halloween. Because all these are fun-sized candy bars or candy things.
Now,
they're all chocolate.
I want to point out that sometimes when we talk about candy, I'll say something like, ah, crap. What I mean is, it's still candy.
And
I would eat it.
Yeah.
But
if there was just a bag full of that, you would eat all of those.
Like Twizzlers. I was talking about Twizzlers this morning at the bus stop with the kids.
We talked about them yesterday on the show.
Did we?
Yes.
Anyway, I forgot.
Thanks.
I block out the show. And so we were talking about Twizzlers, and I said, look, if it's all I have are Twizzlers, I will eat them because it's candy.
Yeah.
But if I got a big, you know, table of candy and Twizzlers are on it, that's like the last thing that I eat.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going for that. I'm going for the chocolate first.
All right, go ahead.
So here's his list. I'm going to start with the worst to the best. Worst he has of the eight, he has the just basic Hershey's chocolate bar at eight. Number seven, he has a little pack of Whoppers. Again, these are snack size.
Whoppers are very
candies.
Divisive. I learned that at the bus stop this morning.
Oh, okay.
Whoppers, the adults were not a fan of the Whoppers.
Yeah, I'm with the adults.
I think they're underrated.
You could drop it out. I would drop it off of this list completely.
Is it the texture or the flavor?
All of it.
Okay.
I don't need it. I'm fine. Six is Milky Way. Fifth, Snickers. Fourth, Kit Kat. Three Musketeers. Nice symmetry. Two, Twix, the caramel Twix. Number one, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, because he has sense. And because, yeah, that's fine. My list is different than his. I've got Reese's number one.
Are we just doing those candies?
Yeah, he's asking for thoughts on his ranking of these candies that he has. Now, I'm supposing this came in a bag of some sort.
All right.
So I'm going with my number one is Reese's as well. Number two for me is a Kit Kat. I love a Kit Kat.
You said Snickers is on there?
Snickers is on
Snickers
there.
Snickers is my two.
I have Snickers at three.
I'm always taking peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Peanuts. I want my Halloween to come with an EpiPen.
Yeah.
So
I got it. Okay.
Snickers. What else? Is Milky Way on there?
Way is on there. Snickers is on there. Three Musketeers, Twix, Whoppers, and a Hershey bar. Just a basic Hershey bar.
And I'm going to go cups, Snickers, Milky Way, Twix, Three Musketeers. What am I missing here?
The Whoppers?
Whoppers I like, but I'm not going to put them up there with these entities.
Yeah, so my list is Reese's, Kit Kat, Snickers, Twix, Milky Way, Three Musketeer, Hershey Bar, Whoppers dead last. Don't need a Whopper. Give me literally a hamburger Whopper over those. I don't want any of those.
All right, I'll do cups, Snickers, Milky Way, Twix, Three Musketeers, Kit Kat, Whopper, Hershey Bar.
Okay. I think we did a good job with that. I think we've ranked those accordingly.
Now, do you like the Hershey Bar as is or the Hershey Bar with almonds?
You know what? I'd never had the Hershey Bar with almonds until fairly recently, and I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
It's
I like
very
almonds.
Good. But I like a plain Hershey Bar. I can go with that. That's fine. Again, if you gave me Hershey Bar and that's it, I'm eating those, no problem. I also saw Urban's Little Meyer hit us up and sent us a recipe for puppy chow.
Dude. I like puppy chow.
Okay. This is fall peanut butter Captain Crunch chow with a side of diabetes.
Okay? I've never had it with Captain Crunch.
Listen to me. So they put peanut butter morsels, Reese's Pieces, and then peanut butter obviously is in puppy chow. Also, Captain Crunch instead of Chex. Peanut butter and regular Captain Crunch instead of Chex.
Probably don't use the Crunch Berries, though.
No, well, you don't. That's regular Captain Crunch. If you want to get the one with Crunch Berries in it, then that's what you do. But regular Captain Crunch is just the little crunch parts. And then you can get a peanut butter version of that. I'm telling you, this is one of the best photos I've ever seen. It's borderline pornographic.
All right, Dave Roberts. Dave Roberts is the manager of the Dodgers. They have a payroll of $300 million. They have Shohei Ohtani on their team. What do you want? Anyway, so he's playing the card that no one believed in us.
Oh, come on.
We've seen Georgia. No one thought we would win. You won last year, and everybody said you would win again. Everybody, you're a monster. Anyway, here's what Dave Roberts had to say. We knew going into the postseason, no one picked us. It's really ironic that we were essentially an underdog. I think us as a collective unit came together and said, we want to prove everybody wrong. That's sort of our rallying cry.
Okay.
Whatever. Whatever.
One, I would like to point out, again, I know it's an inevitability, but you haven't actually won it yet. So let's just maybe stop on the nobody believed in us until you actually believe in yourselves enough to win the whole damn thing.
I think that was after game three.
Okay.
I don't think that was last night.
Fine. All right.
I just saw it today.
Okay.
And I yelled.
I'm just pointing out that, yes, when you are able to go out in the offseason and bring in Shohei Ohtani, when you are able to have the payroll that they do, the talent that they do, I don't know how anyone could look at that Dodgers roster and say, you know what? I think they're crap. Do you ever recall Jason Stark when we would ask him, like, hey, is this team, what do you think about this team? Does this team have a realistic chance of winning? And every time we would come back, it would be like, well, yeah, but those Dodgers, man, the Dodgers are just so good. How many times did Jason say the Dodgers are just so good this year? Like a million times. So, yes, Jason Stark, Hall of Fame baseball reporter that we have on every week, would say that. He is one voice of many, of course, but I don't think he was out there on like Mount Jason all by himself. And everyone else was like, sorry, buddy, you're wrong. It's any other team than the Dodgers.
If there's one word that I think properly describes this Dodger team this year, is plucky. They're plucky.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, the White Sox in 83, the mantra there was winning ugly.
Yeah.
Didn't look good. Not a lot of stars on that team, but they got the job done.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Dodgers. Who's even on the team? Who knows? I don't know.
Dude,
Japanese, like, guys.
If you want to say, for example, that, hey, Freddie Freeman wasn't expected to hit home runs in every World Series game he plays in, going back to the last time he was in the World Series with his plantar fasciitis, cool. That was not expected. I agree with you on that. No one expected that. Did anybody think Walker Buehler was going to show up and just be the Walker Buehler from 5 years ago? No, but he did. That's great. You know what else you have? You have Shohei Ohtani. You have a million guys on this. You have Mookie Betts. You have all these dudes.
Let me double down on Freddie Freeman. So Freddie Freeman was with the Braves.
Great.
They won the World Series.
Yes.
Okay.
Big reason why was him.
He was a big part of that team. They won the World Series. That offseason, he said, I'm a free agent now. I want lots of money. Mm-hmm. The Braves said, we're going to call your bluff. We're not going to pay you what you think you're worth. And then he went and signed with the Dodgers.
Yep.
And the Braves signed Matt Olson, who's fine. He's good.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yep.
But he's not Freddie Freeman. So 2020 rolls around. You remember 2020, right? It sucked.
Pandemic. Yeah.
Major League Baseball plays the shortened, condensed season. Freddie Freeman, that offseason, before they start playing baseball that year, said that he got COVID so bad that he went to bed one night thinking he was not going to wake up in the morning, that he was actually going to die.
Oh, my God.
He was shivering. He was saying, this is the end. I'm going to die right here. That's how bad I feel. Said he was still dealing with long COVID, all this other crap. He goes out that season, they win the World Series. Now, it's the shortened 2020 year.
Yeah.
But he won the World Series with the Braves, dead, comes back to life, wins the World Series in 2020. Now, zombie Freddie Freeman on his foot that's dead and doesn't work.
Right.
Right. He goes out. He's homered in six straight World Series games. I don't know what point I was making other than Freddie Freeman is good. That's the point I made. He's a zombie. He returned from the dead and he's good.
The idea that the Dodgers don't have anybody and that, like, yeah, that wasn't entirely expected. Walker Buehler, not entirely expected. They have other guys who are expected who have also been awesome. That's how that's been going for them, because they have so many dudes. You never know who's going to step up, but someone always does because they're the Dodgers and they're really good.
All right, Wild Card Wednesday. And what everybody wants to hear about, emo Tom Brady. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns Backers.
We've got a 10-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking two lanes on southbound 104 at 71. It will be stop and go from South High Street. And watch out for an accident that's on the right shoulder of westbound East Main Street between 270 and Noah Bixby Road on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by eBay Motors. Swapping out your tires? There's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay. Things people love. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you want to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey, join us Tuesday, November 12th, not us specifically, but the fan, for the Make a Difference Gala. Is it Gala? Gala?
I'm going to say Gala.
Gala. At High Bank Distillery in Grandview. It's bourbon, food, and fun with Brady Quinn, Bobby Carpenter, Jake Ballard, Dane Sanzenbacher, and Bo Bishop. Mm. Bo's not the and, he's the first.
Bo, it's his thing. It's his thing.
The gala benefits the Third and Goal Foundation, making a difference in the lives of veterans. Get your tickets today at 971thefan.com. 21 or older, please drink responsibly. They have given us...
We have tried this
some
bourbon.
Of the exclusive bourbon. It's not technically it's bourbon, whiskey. It's blended, so it's whiskey.
Yeah, still good.
Yes, it's very delicious, and it's going to be a really good time. I hope you go.
The cigar cask was my personal favorite, but they're all good. Mm-hmm. So you should go to this thing and get some bourbon there. And enjoy it. And meet all these cool people.
Something to me.
Okay.
We're done now with that, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, Andy Dalton, the Ginger Ninja, was named the Panthers starting quarterback because Bryce Young was bad.
Yes.
How smart that was, I don't know, but whatever. Their head coach is handsome. I don't question him. So, Andy Dalton, quarterback, gets in a car accident.
Yes.
Couldn't play last week because he had an ouchy thumb because of the car accident. Mm-hmm. So, Bryce Young plays. And they are still bad. I think they scored on their first possession and then just urinated all over themselves for the rest of the game. Ran around in circles.
Right.
Andy Dalton, back full participant at practice this week, healthy, ready to go. However, the Panthers say they're sticking with Bryce Young as their starter this week against the Saints. What are we doing? Like, he's either the starter or he's not. Look, I think Bryce Young has proven himself to be icky. Is he icky because he's on a bad team with bad coaching and bad players around him? That's for other people who are smarter than me to decide. But I don't understand how this is beneficial to anyone's development.
Well, right. I don't know what they're doing at this point, because clearly they should be more headed towards the number one pick than anything else. They need to get as high of a draft pick as they can next year and hope that they can do something with it. I don't know if they...
Maybe that's why they're doing this.
Well, that's
Andy,
what I'm saying.
Andy, you're too good.
Well, either way, I feel like it's kind of reshuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic, because it's not like you can point to Andy Dalton's performance and say, oh my God, he just turned their season around. They were bad with him too. So if you're going to be bad and you're kind of realizing now we are just going to be the number one or headed to being one of the top five worst teams in the league, then... Play your young guy, see if he finds something, figures something out. You know, at that point, maybe that's the only reason they would go back to him. Also, maybe because they're trying to not fully tank his confidence. If you let him back in the game and maybe he did some things that they on film said, yeah, we think he did a little bit better this week. That's the only reason I could see, is if they said, yeah, not in a way you would recognize as a dumb football fan who just watches the game. But us, the smart guys, when we watch the film, you know, the smart guys who... put together this craptastic team. Yeah, we saw something, and we're going to let him stay out there because we think he's making improvements.
Let's talk about emo Tom Brady, and then I've got a wild card Wednesday, my own little wild card Wednesday for you.
All right. Monday, Tom Brady posted a photo of a sunset along with the Dixie Chicks, or now they're just called the Chicks, but the group formerly known as Dixie Chicks, the Chicks, their cover of a classic Fleetwood Mac song called Landslide. Everybody's, I'm sure, familiar with that.
Good song.
He posted this, and it appears to be related to the fact that there was news shared on her Instagram story that Gisele Bündchen, his former ex-wife, is now expecting a child with her boyfriend, Joaquim Valente.
Was that the gymnast or the taekwondo instructor?
I think so. That was the guy she was dating not long after Brady.
See, that's the thing now, because she was seeing him when she was with Brady.
Now they weren't dating or anything.
But Tom Brady, according to reports, always thought something was going on between Joaquin Phoenix or whatever his name is.
Joaquin Valente.
And Gisele. Now, I'm not saying Tom Brady is blameless in his divorce. He's probably principal to blame because he put his career ahead of his family and his wife's needs and desires when he accomplished all of his goals. And she rightly said, hey, now that you've won the Super Bowl with the Buccaneers, you think you can retire now and be a dad? He said yes for 5 seconds and then ignored her and went back to work. So I'm blaming him for the divorce for the most part. But you can't tell me that like nothing was going on between Gisele and this guy until the divorce coming.
There was probably
they had something.
Probably could have been like, yeah, because you're never around, so what'd you expect me to do? You know, kind of thing,
they're
right?
They're lunging, they're stretching, they're in tight pants.
I want to be clear, though. I do think you can have a platonic relationship with your trainer. I just want to say that. I don't think that every trainer ever is like having sex with the person they're training. I just want to be on the record as saying
that. Can I also say that most trainers are not training Gisele Bündchen or whatever her name is. I can't say her last name.
Yeah, that's fine. You're right. And she probably is not hiring just any old trainer if she is a, you know, current and former supermodel.
Right.
Like, she's getting some of the best trainers out there, and she found herself a handsome man who's helping her lunge and stretch and, you know, deadlift. I don't know what she's doing.
I'm sure most trainers that are in Gisele's price range are not ugly.
No, and they're also, like, on their own, they're probably, their net worth is probably higher than most people.
Probably.
Just walking around.
All right, anyway, go ahead, Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, he posted this song, and I just think it's weird to me, right? Because I know it's a Chicks cover of that song. But that song is, it just seems like that wouldn't be the type of music I would expect from Tom Brady. He's not that old. I mean, he's 47 years old, but when this song came out, he wouldn't have known that. He wouldn't have remembered the original song.
What does that have to do with it? I wasn't alive when that song came out. I liked the song.
Yes, and you're like an old man living in a 40-year-old's
what
body.
What are you talking about? You don't like Sabbath or anything like that? Your age?
I hear it, and I'm like, it's good for, you know, then, but now they've got like better instrument players.
You're the same guy who thinks Who's On First is the funniest thing ever, right?
I didn't say the funniest thing ever.
I just want to point that out.
It's funny. Thought it was funny.
Like, Sabbath, blah. Who's On First? I urinated.
Sabbath is great. I'm just pointing out that I like to hear music that's been made the last 2 decades.
LED Zeppelin. Is that a new TV? Plasma screen Zeppelin? LED.
Yes, but also I am aware of like LCD Sound System, all these other bands that have existed in the last 20 years that have come out since then.
Right, anyway, so Tom Brady's he's thinking, you know,
he's posting this like, I can't believe this happened. It's like, one, isn't that song about how like the romance faded, but then she decided to stick it out anyway? Wasn't that what that song was about?
Maybe that's what he's thinking. He's like, hey, I didn't want to end this. You wanted to end this. And she probably said, I don't want to end it, but I also don't want a part-time husband.
I bet you a family therapist could have a field day with him where it's like, I didn't want this to end. It's like, yeah, you wanted to go play for the Buccaneers. You wanted to go run it back when your wife was pleading for you to stay. You had a supermodel wife and the Super Bowl champion. You're right there walking off the field. She's kissing you. You could have said, hey, Joaquin, take a hike. I'm back, baby.
I'm back.
Yeah, and then she would have kicked him to the curb like nothing, and then there you go. You could have had all this. Instead, you said, sorry, I got to go back and be, what were they, like 8-8 that year or worse? Weren't they bad that
eight,
next
eight,
year?
8-9, I think.
8-9. Would they go to 17 games?
Oh, yeah, they got kicked in the kicked by. Yeah.
How you doing there, Boatman?
They got whipped by the Cowboys.
That's right.
Dallas kicked him out of the
playoffs. Boatman's here today because Teddy's not working. Boatman's here.
That was a Cowboys. Beat so bad by Dallas, Tom said, I got to retire.
Yeah,
this is unbelievable.
That's right. The Cowboys retired him. I forgot all about that. There you go.
All right. Aaron Rodgers has found the fountain of youth. And I have my little wild card for you as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. We got to talk.
So Aaron Rodgers has found the fountain of youth. And it's something that you probably have in your own kitchen. So we're going to help you out. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to find traffic is stop and go and causing a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. And we've got another 5-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side from James Road to 270. This report is sponsored by eBay. We all got a thing. Yes, even you. If you love fashion, car parts, trading cards, whatever you're into, it's on eBay. So go find the thing that keeps things people love. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Wildcard Wednesday, please do tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. All right, here's my wild card for you. And then we'll talk about how Aaron Rodgers has discovered the fountain of youth. This goes back to people thinking they know what they want, but really having no idea what they want. Back when I was banging, long, long time ago, when I was working in music radio, we'd send out these surveys to listeners all the time. What do you want to hear more of on the radio station?
Right.
We want your feedback. It's nice on the surface, except when you realize that it's all wrong. So people would then respond all the time. Number one thing, we want more music in the morning, less talk. Less talk, more music.
Right.
So then we would do it. And other stations across the country, they would do the same thing. We're going to give the people what they want. And you know what happened? Ratings went down. People think they want more music in the morning, but in reality, they stick around longer when there's talk in the morning. And we're in the longer listening business, not necessarily in the play the best song business.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's one reason, one example of how people think they know, but they don't know. News Nation is a cable news network. Used to be WGN America. Now it's News Nation. When they first started, it was, you know what? We did research. You know what people want? News. You know what they don't want? Talking heads.
Of course.
They're sick of them. No more talking heads. No more big personalities and egos and opinions. We're going to give you the straight news. So when News Nation launched their channel, it was just all news, and it was with anchors you've never heard of before.
Right.
We're not putting a slant on it. We're just giving you the news. Guess what? 7.5 people watched it. I was just fed an ad on Twitter. News Nation has like an election town hall special tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Here's, again, this channel that started out as just news, no personalities. Here's what their town hall is tonight. Hosted by Chris Cuomo.
Okay.
They're going to feature Bill O'Reilly,
okay.
Mark Cuban,
uh-huh.
Sarah Palin,
yeah.
Dana White,
uh-huh.
Geraldo Rivera, RFK Jr., and Stephen A. Smith. That's who's on the town hall.
Right. Again, because everyone's sick of talking heads, so let's literally bring in a talking head from sports and then a bunch of other talking heads from all over the place.
But you know what they realize is that, oh, well, we thought people wanted news. That's what they told us, but they were wrong because people actually watched this. I may watch this just to see how big of a train wreck it is.
Yes, but isn't that that's the whole issue, right? Is they're like, no, these other networks, they're all stupid. Why would they do that? It's like, yeah, they're doing that because they know that's what people are wanting to see. Despite what you and I think, I don't necessarily want to watch this all the time. I don't want to see all the talking heads. But this is the thing that would draw eyeballs because people say, I know who those people are.
Look, they're in the eyeball business.
That's it.
All right, this is not NPR. They want to get the highest audience they possibly can. They tried it their way. Straight news. Then they said, let's call Stephen A.
Right. By the way, he's been on, I saw him on with Sean Hannity the other day.
He's all over the place, baby.
He's all over this stuff now.
He's all over the
place.
And
I just want to, again, this is nothing political. I'm just going to warn those who engage in political conversation. If you think that because you've debated like tax cuts or whose idea is better for whatever social issue, if you think those debates on your little television show have prepared you for arguing with Stephen A. Smith, God bless.
You don't think it's going to work out well?
I don't think they realize the people who do political talk, where everyone lives in Washington, they all come in dressed in suits. Everyone's all like, oh, hi, how are you? They all have brunch together after these shows. Those people, I don't think, realize that when they get into the sports talk world and people are literally fighting each other over college football games, I don't think they understand. You can't debate someone who's talked sports like you've debated someone who's talked politics their whole life when you've got fans that poison trees whenever a team loses. Like, that's a whole different world. Stephen A. is in that world. He's not coming from the political world. He will eat their lunch.
Aaron Rodgers is 40. He says he's feeling great. He's not playing great, and his team is crap, but he says he's feeling great.
Mm.
And he says it may have to do with part of his new elixir. He is mixing water, which obviously is very healthy.
Water's
right. Water's good. We're made of water.
Yeah. Drink 70%
water. 70% of the world is water. It's all water.
Yeah.
But he's mixing that with cayenne pepper.
Oh.
And he says that, you know, he's taking care of himself nonstop. And this is part of the treatment that he does at home is the cayenne pepper. And he says he's feeling really good. I don't know if it's the pepper. Look, I'm not here to say he's wrong. There's pepper. There's turmeric with pepper. There's all sorts of things in your kitchen right now that I'm sure are good. Ginger root. You just chew on it and throw up.
It's your favorite thing.
All those things.
Love ginger.
Pumpkin pie spice. You just eat it with a spoon. I don't know.
Those cans of apple pie filling, probably the same. Just eat those.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm just saying, in your kitchen right now could be the secret to longevity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody who tells you about how to live longer, they die at the same time that all of us do.
We all end up dropping dead at the same ages.
If you want to try it, you want to be like Aaron Rodgers, water, and instead of like some Crystal Light, cayenne pepper.
Yeah. By the way, Aaron Rodgers discovered this magic elixir that is helping him feel better all of a week ago.
And now he feels great.
Is that not the most Aaron Rodgers thing to be like, hey, I think this is helping me feel better?
I was using paprika before, and that's amateur hour.
Who needs a paper? Who needs like a scientific paper on this when you've got just a dude on my team told me he puts this in his water, and now I did it, and I feel better? It's probably that.
Bone is very excited about something tonight. He'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's blocking the right lane on eastbound 270 on the north outer bell after US 23. It is causing some stop-and-go traffic from 315. And there's a five-minute delay on eastbound 670 between 3rd Street and 71. And watch for another accident on 3rd Street near Spring Street. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company, Beaverqueef trust.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It is also Wild Card Wednesday.
Would you like some wild cards?
I would love it.
This one comes from AJ, who says, my leather jackets. We're going to Vegas this weekend. Have you ever been? If so, what is one thing we have to do? We have a good schedule to fill our time, but there is a two-hour wild card spot on Sunday that we haven't mapped out yet. I'll hang up and listen.
Yes, I've been there several times. Now, it has not been for a while, but... Now, he's married guy, right?
Sounds like it, yes. He said we.
Well, because that vacation is going to be different.
Okay.
Than right. Just the single man vacation.
Well, yeah, right.
Great restaurant town. Actually, it's, you know, square footage wise, probably the best restaurant city in America.
Well,
just because everything is right there.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, like, high-end chefs who have, that's like their goal is to,
yeah,
like,
I'm saying, great
put
restaurant town
in Vegas.
So I like to eat. So I'd be seeking out those types of things. Actually, I just read an article the other day about some of these buffets. You know, back in the old days, it was like, hey, $1.99, shrimp cocktail and steak. That's not what Vegas is today. The buffets are like $100. And then, man, you go and you just eat crab legs.
Oh, yeah, right.
But this person was trying to figure out how long they could stay and eat at a buffet before being kicked out.
And?
They were there like 3 hours.
That's pretty good.
They eventually said, you have to go now.
Yeah, but you know what? If you get 3 hours, if they leave you there, I mean, I'll take that.
What was I going to tell you?
Other things to do in Vegas?
You know what? You got a two-hour window? Here's what I would do. Don't gamble. You're going to lose your money. Walk around and just look at people. It is the greatest city in the world for people watching. Sit down at a table and make up a story. I like to make up fake identities. I don't want to be myself when I go to Vegas. I want to be somebody much more interesting. I make up my own backstory. I lie. I cheat. I scam people out of money. I don't do those things, but I do like to make up a little story. One time I told somebody that I was in town. I was a stand-up comedian. I was working at this place. You should come see me tonight. Here's a coupon. It was BS. I gave him like a shrimp coupon at Treasure Island.
I just don't have the balls to do anything like that because I would feel like that would be the one, my luck would be that would be the one time where I would say, I'd be like, aren't you from Columbus? I think I've listened to you on the radio. And then I would just be like, oh, whoops. Oh,
some things highly of themselves. Whoops-a-doo.
Yeah.
Even I can't go to Vegas and not get recognized. Hey, T-Bone here.
No, I said that'd be the one time that no one should recognize me there. But the one time I'd be like, I'm going to do this little fake identity thing and just have some fun. Someone would be like, what are you talking about? I know exactly who you are. And then I would feel like an idiot.
All right. My answer is people watching. What's your answer?
I was looking to see who has like residencies in Vegas. And I don't know. There's a lot of like boring. I don't want to say boring. There's just a lot of like, what do you think is in Vegas when it comes to the people who have residencies, right? There's singers, there's magicians, there's all that stuff. But one thing that I don't know if they give a free tour of it. Maybe he already has this planned out. I would have to go to the Sphere. Like, I've not been there. I would want to check that place out. Even if they're like, we're just showing a movie. We're not even, there's no band playing. But 2 hours, you go in there, you could probably watch something in there. Or if they'll give you a tour and just see it all lit up. Yeah, I want to see what that's like. That place freaks me out, but in a good way. Like, it makes me think I would probably come out with a different understanding of the world.
Okay.
You have no desire to go see the Sphere?
Nah, I don't care. I like to just look at
Bodie, people. Do you want to see the Sphere in Vegas? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what we're talking about. And if I went, I would check it out. Yeah, okay. It looks pretty cool.
See? All right. Sometimes talking to him, it's like...
Bo, have you been to Vegas before?
I have not. Never been west of Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Any desire? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I would. Just
okay. If we went to Vegas, if I took you to Vegas, would you engage in debauchery?
I don't know. I would definitely be in the scene. Maybe I wouldn't do it myself, but I'd like to hang around and see what's happening.
You'd be open to debauchery.
Sure.
Okay.
Bodie, if we got you around
we got you around
a craps table with like some really rich people who are like throwing down on the craps and you're just the guy there patting them on the back and getting hyped whenever it lands on their number.
You're in for wingman
at the craps table. See, that's a good spot. You start there and then you work your way in. You find other things to do. This one comes from Hubert, who says, my guys, What's a frustrating thing from raising kids that you'd like to have read in a book, a la Samuel L. Jackson reading Go the F to Sleep? I want Keels to read, quote, "It's on the floor because you threw it there," to my one-year-old. I don't know why I find that funny.
It's funny.
I like that.
It's clever. I like it.
I could see having Paul Keels read something like to my kids going, if you would stop throwing things at your sister, maybe she wouldn't be mad at you. That's usually where we end up with in our house, is like, why is she mad at me and crying? He was like, because you threw something at her and she's mad at you now. And she threw something back. Stop throwing things. We're in a throwing house right now.
Yeah,
lots of throwing.
We only have the one kid, so we don't have that problem.
All right.
How about a little book called Stop Talking With Your Mouth Full? It makes me want to vomit. How about that? Especially now that she's got this mouth expander, this palate expander in.
Yeah.
And anyway, this happened. Can you just wait?
What are you talking about? Because her mouth's full.
Full of food. Yeah. She's got a hard enough time talking just without the food in her mouth. Now you throw like a huge thing of pizza. And then, just
stop
wait.
With that. The palate expander, she's what, 7?
Yeah.
They're starting that early, huh?
Oh, her teeth are all jacked up, man.
Oh, I know. We went to the dentist when my kids were 5, and they're like, oh yeah, this one's getting this at 6, and this one, and we said, what? Huh? Like, I had no idea before I had kids that they start them super early.
So it's got like the little key that you have to crank every single night.
Oof.
And it produces, because there's this apparatus in your mouth. Your tongue doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
You're producing all of this saliva because you think food is in your mouth.
Yeah.
So it's constantly just her slurping. It's like living with Lou Holtz. Anyway, that's a horrible Lou Holtz impersonation.
It's more like this, Common Man.
You go. That's what it's like.
I'm going to do a magic show to show you why Ryan Day's a piece of garbage.
Anyway,
that
just
guy couldn't coach himself out of a paper sack. You know what I'm saying?
Known that Notre Dame was the more physical team in that game last year.
I agree with you, Bodie. Lou Holtz didn't have the right personnel on the field.
Exactly. We can count to 11.
I'm going to tell you right now, I feel like we're going to have a come to Jesus moment with Lou Holtz in about a month and a half, if not sooner. It may come this Monday, folks. I don't know. We might be there going, he was right, we were wrong.
What's the come to Jesus moment?
That Lou Holtz was right.
Oh, I thought you meant he was going to meet Jesus. You probably is. He's that old. That's what you meant.
Come to Jesus. It means like you've turned. You've understood now. You've seen the light. You've changed your opinion.
You think you get to meet him if there's a thing up there?
Who? Lou? I mean, if he's there,
no,
I guess if we're there.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, you get to meet Jesus.
I don't know that, man. Maybe Jesus is only available for certain people.
Dude.
Like, you can go to Bobby Flay's restaurant and eat his food. You're not going to meet the chef.
Dude, if you spend your entire life like you're in high school, like I was, kid in a private school, going to Christian school, going to church 3 times a week, you know, hot girl runs her hand across your arm, is like, come on, let's go. And you're like, nope, doing it for the Lord.
Whoever did that? That happened to you.
You got that going when you're like a teenager. You're trying to, you know, save yourself, do all that. And then you're like in your 30s and it's like someone's like, hey, I can show you a guy who can help you cheat on your taxes. You're like, no, I'm not going to do that. Could save me thousands of dollars. Not going to do that. And you just keep avoiding. Weekend of debauchery going to Vegas. And they're like, no, sorry, I can't. I'm all for the Lord. And then you get up there and Jesus is like, sorry, dude, you got into like the balcony section. You're not getting the VIP treatment. You're way back there. No, man, I better get to meet him.
If
you're doing all that stuff.
I'm not saying there's not other perks, right? Like St. Peter shows you around and you got a nice little spread up there.
Yeah.
But you meet the boss?
I don't know if you meet the boss. No, dude. That's if you're living the life.
Like Mother Teresa. No, you think you're living the life. There are people right now in war-torn countries risking life and limb trying to help people and feed people, risk getting shot. Those people are meeting the big guy.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the balcony. That's right, waving.
All right.
You didn't get a tickle from your high school girlfriend? Sorry. Not good enough.
I'm just pointing out that I think a lot of people are in this thinking they're going to get to meet OJC.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying, I don't think it's that easy.
And they're going to find out they are sitting in the nosebleeds of the Super Bowl called heaven, while they are watching like other people do the halftime show, they're going to be sad.
Probably the other way around too. You get the slide that's going down. You're like, this is terrible. Oh my God. Hell damnation. But at least I'll meet the horrible man down there.
I feel like down there, Satan is very involved.
I bet, but I bet you
he's a hands-on
torturer. He only meets with the real, like Hitler he has a meeting with.
No, I think he comes around and is like, hello, I'm personally looking forward to this.
He's got minions that will,
up. But he comes and check. Dude, what is hell but a manager who is overseeing everything too much?
3 hours a day, every single day right here for a lot of people.
I'm telling you, he is a middle manager. He is overmanaging. He's there constantly nagging everyone who works there. That is definitely hell.
Wouldn't it freak you out, too, if Satan sounded like Chuck Amato / Philip Rivers?
Hey, yeah. How you doing? Welcome to hell. Hey, everybody.
I thought, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to get you pregnant.
You are still like a 9-foot-tall goat man with a giant goatee.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't this more disturbing?
That is very disturbing that you
You're
sound like that.
You're expecting a deep voice, but I really got you.
Boy, those are some pecs. Sorry, I'm distracted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, abs too. You're right. I see them. They're ripped.
You know what else I got?
Well, I don't
Check it out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's three of them.
How you like that?
Boy, that's the trinity I wasn't expecting there.
Breaking news. That's the sound that happens when he whips it out. When the Prince of Darkness
whips it out. Yeah, I just... If you're telling me I get to heaven and Jesus Christ is like, oh, yeah, yeah, you can get the autograph line. I'll meet you in 17 years. Like, it's eternity. You've got the time. I'm not standing in that line. Heaven for me would be that I get there and they're like, welcome in. Here's all the good stuff. There's your mansion. No one's going to ever bother you again. And you're like, great. I'll see you later. And then you just, you never meet Jesus. You never meet anyone. You just live in your house and you enjoy your silent time and you get to watch whatever you like to watch. And that's it. No one bugs you.
All right.
That's heaven.
T-Bone's looking forward to something tonight.
Yeah.
Payoff on the
tease. Going to see Jesus Christ, apparently.
That we didn't, him and Lou Holtz. Mouthful of Saliva. The title of my fourth album. Mouthful of Saliva.
Yeah.
Wildcard Wednesday and other crap. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza. Home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's some slower traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and I-70. And you're going to hit a couple minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by eBay. We all got a thing. Yes, even you. If you love fashion, car parts, trading cards, whatever you're into, it's on eBay. So go find the thing that keeps you up at night. eBay. Things people love. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No filler guests, no intelligence, and most of the time, no sports. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
If you'd like to go back later and relive the last segment where we talked about the afterlife and Satan.
We did talk, well, Chuck Amato as Satan in our fever dream.
Well, it's Philip Rivers.
I always do that.
Anyway, yeah. Go subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. T-Bone, you told me that you're actually very excited about watching something tonight.
I am. Tonight, the Cleveland Cavaliers are hosting the Los Angeles Lakers.
I like how you said that, like, that's, no one's ever heard of these teams before.
I want to give government names for all these teams, just in case you're so, you know, unaffiliated with the NBA.
This is like the way that my wife orders food at a fast food place.
Yes.
Because whatever it's listed as on the menu is how she will order it. She won't say, I'll take some four-piece nuggets. She won't say that.
Yeah.
I will have a four-piece crispy chicken nugget. And I make fun of her all the time. It's like, come on, man. Let's go.
Yeah, we know that when you say Nuggets, they know. But yes, that's what I was doing. I just want to make sure everybody's familiar with these two squads. Cleveland Cavaliers.
Got it.
Featuring many talented players like Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley, going against the Los Angeles Lakers, formerly of Minnesota.
Minneapolis Lakers. Yeah. One of my mentors, Red Motlow, was the radio voice of the Minneapolis Lakers.
I didn't realize that.
That's right.
That, by the way, Red Motlow, that's a great name.
Of course.
I mean, that you can't just be like, I don't know, you can't just be like an average person with the name Red Motlow.
No.
You have to do something great.
He was awesome. Red is who helped me sort of get in this business.
I get why you would say what, because red is technically a color, but also a who, because he's a person. I like how you did both.
Red would also end every sentence with good enough.
Oh, okay.
Good enough.
That'd be weird. It was like, is that be all, sir, when you're at the drive-thru?
Good enough.
Good enough. And it's like, oh.
Well, did you want any more? No, good enough. Anyway, game tonight.
LeBron and Bronny James are both going to be there, of course, with the Lakers. The father-son duo has not played together since the opening game of the season, which the Lakers won and which Bronny played in just for like a few minutes in the second quarter, and then he was taken back out. They got the moment, it happened, and then that was that. No one is under any delusions that this guy is going to be a featured part of their team, at least not anytime soon. It is believed after this road trip that he will head to the G League. But tonight in Cleveland, it is reported and expected that the two will play. And I'm saying, I'm guessing, I mean, Bronny had to be born here, right? In Ohio.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's 19 years old, right? Thereabouts, 19, 20 years old. When LeBron was playing 19, 20 years ago, would have been when he was playing in Cleveland, right? Because he's been in the league for 22 years. I don't think he played anywhere but Cleveland for the first 7 or 8 of those years. So, yeah. I'm guessing he was born in Cleveland, Northeast, or, you know, Akron area, Northeast Ohio.
October 6, 2004, Cleveland, Ohio, on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I'm saying, so.
Actually, it says Akron, Ohio.
Dad, well, that's what I mean. Dad was born in Akron. He was born in Akron, Northeast Ohio. That's the team. So I would guess that tonight's going to be a cool night if you're going up to that game, if you're at that game, if you're listening in Cleveland. That should be a lot of fun to see LeBron and Bronny on the court, even for a few moments together. I wonder, because this is, I mean, the Lakers are playing pretty well to start the season. Cavs are obviously playing great, too. This will be an actually really good game, but also could be a very special moment for the city of Cleveland. I don't know. I'm not mad that Bronny's in the league. I understand why he's in the league. I'm under no delusions that I'm not going to, like, pretend as if Bronny James earned his way in here. All he did was have the same last name as his dad, and his dad said, please draft my son, and the Lakers said, done. Like, I understand this is more like a sports ownership thing than anything else, but I still find the moment cool.
Yes, you can find the moment cool. I will compare it to this very badly. The reason why I think, like, Europe is so cool, if you like history, if you like old things,
yeah,
is that you're like, you can walk on these streets and look at these buildings and houses that are 1,000 years old,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're still in use. And the streets are very narrow. And you can think about how back in the day, life would have been taking place here. And how different it is,
of course,
than it is right now. And you imagine it, and it's, you know, it's, you're steeped in history. You can do stuff like that here. Like, I've been to Colonial Williamsburg. And it's cool. And you can say, oh, that building's been... Actually, that was a recreation. It actually hasn't been here that long. And there's actors in here pretending that they're old. It's still fun. It's still interesting. But you're also aware that you're inside something that's manufactured. That's what I feel like with Bronny and LeBron, where it's when Ken Griffey Jr. and son or dad, however you want to say it, they were playing baseball together back with the Mariners. Ken Griffey Jr. was on that team because he deserved to be on that team.
He was a phenom.
He was a phenom. Yeah. He was a teenage phenom. He deserved to be there. No one is looking at Bronny James saying he deserves to be on this roster. And I think that's what taints it for some people.
I get that. And I'm not denying that either. I'm looking at this simply as LeBron James is so good and has played for so long that this is even in the sport of basketball, I can't. there, how many guys have played long enough that if their kid is, there are lots of NBA players whose sons are now coming up through the ranks and who are playing, right? You go look at some of the roster out there. There's Tim Hardaway Jr. There's Gary Payton Jr. There's lots of juniors out there. There's Michael Porter III. Like, there's guys who are all different dudes that have all played and who the dads played, but their dads are like not in any way, shape, or form able to get on the court by the time these guys get on the floor.
Right.
In this case, like, yes, LeBron had a kid at a very young age. He was a very young superstar, but also he is a guy who's still playing in year, what is this, 22, 21, something like that? Like, the amount of seasons that he's played is, that's what I'm saying. I'm with you that I know it's manufactured. In a, like, half of it is.
But you're still able like, to...
Well,
it's Colonial Williamsburg.
Right. It's like, well, okay, maybe a better way to look at it is like this. If you... Yeah, Colonial Williamsburg, where you're like, there was old stuff here.
Yes.
Some of this might be older.
Yes.
But the part you're going to go sit in and enjoy as a restaurant, that is not what any like pioneers were sitting in.
There's this governor's mansion, it looked like this back in the day, but this is a recreation of what it was.
And I guess I think with, I'm not, you know, again, to turn this into a giant LeBron James essay, but like, I do feel like a lot of times we look at LeBron James, we're like, this guy rubs me the wrong way because of X, Y, or Z. And I get all of that. He has a very, if you like LeBron, you really like him. If you don't, because you see a lot of his like inconsistencies in the way he handles himself, stuff he says, he gets bent out of shape about one thing but doesn't care about this other thing that seems equally bad. I understand all of that. What I am pointing to is, this is a guy I watched the other night, Saturday night against the Kings. This dude went for 32 points, triple double. He's 39 in a 300 days years old. He will turn 40 at the end of December.
You know what his secret is?
What is it?
Cayenne pepper. Him and Aaron Rodgers drinking cayenne pepper.
What I'm saying is LeBron is so crazy to me. That, again, hate him if you want to. You don't like him. I'm saying it's insane to me that this guy is still playing basketball at this level. And it's insane that he's played long enough that a grown adult son of his, who's at least good enough to get to college basketball, is on the floor with him. I am shocked by this. He may have his son throw him an alley-oop tonight. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, that will break my brain if that happens, even if I know Bronny doesn't really deserve to be on that court.
I'm hungry. You hungry?
Yes.
Fat Boy Food Tap! Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 25-minute delay due to an accident that's on southbound 270 on the West Outer Belt between Roberts Road and I-70. It's moving slow from Cemetery Road. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 161 between Johnstown Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Wendy's Breakfast Burrito. Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Off Topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically the ESPN Bet Sportsbook that's inside Hollywood Casino Columbus. As a matter of fact, we're going to be there Friday, broadcasting the show live from 3 to 6, because that's what time the show is on. So stop on by and see us. We got prizes, tickets to give away, and Bone likes it when you come up to him and cup him.
Is that
just hug and cup.
Hug and a cup.
Yes.
Sure.
So join us on Friday, 3 to 6, Hollywood Casino Columbus. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. What did I tease for you?
I forget.
Oh, I know. It's Time for Fatboy Foot. Yeah.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fatboy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
All right, T-Bone's going to taste something. Before we do that, though, I do have one little tidbit for you. If you're a McDonald's fan, you're a fan of the spicy nugs, the spicy chicken nuggets. They're going to be back next week for a limited time, but only in select markets. And we don't know if Central Ohio is one of the markets. But we're also aware this show beams out to everybody all over the country, all over the world. So check your local McDonald's if you're a fan of the spicy McNuggets to see if they're back in your area.
Yeah.
Back to you, T-Bone.
Although I will say today I went over to Wendy's and had the sauced nuggets, the saucy nugs. Those garlic parm nuggets, man. Still one of the best things I've ever had from any fast food window ever.
Why did it take so long?
I don't know. But
you know, to say, hey, let's put sauce on the nuggets.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Like, I'm saying Wendy's has had spicy nuggets for forever.
No, I know that.
And regular nuggets. McDonald's is like, maybe we'll give your market some. Maybe we won't. It's like, fine. Meanwhile, Wendy's is over here dipping them in sauce and throwing them in your mouth and putting them everywhere. You can have as many as you want. Let's go. Good job, Wendy's.
You get botulism from the onions, though? I bet not.
No, I bet you don't. That's only at McDonald's. Only in certain locations. All right, so you went today to World Market. But what did you go over there for anyway? What was the reason you went there?
To buy candy.
Oh, okay.
They have Look, World Market.
They have candy.
They got trinkets in the front, you know, like scented candles, crap like that.
Wine, maybe.
If you've dismissed World Market as just like a Michael's type of store,
you're missing out.
No. You're missing out because they have one of the greatest little specialty candy departments in the back. You get European chocolates. It's delicious.
And so you were walking out and you said, I'm going to World Market. You want anything? And I said, get me some kind of candy that I can't get in America other than World Market. And you did. You came back with a Kit Kat chunky peanut butter.
This is Euro Kit Kat.
This is, yeah. And it actually, I'm looking at the label. All of the ingredients are I promise you this looks like Russian. I don't know if it is Russian, but like it says it's manufactured, this particular bar, manufactured in Frankfurt, Germany.
There you go, babe.
So I'm eating something from Europe.
This is a big Kit Kat, too. It's not a small Kit Kat.
Yes, it's just one giant Kit Kat.
The chocolate's different, and there's peanut butter on the inside.
This chocolate seems good. All right, I'm going to take a bite.
Is it
peanut butter with peanuts in it?
I think it's just peanut butter. I don't think it's peanuts. What do you think? You just died, didn't you?
That's fantastic.
Just died and went to heaven.
Why have we not been putting peanut butter in the Kit Kats this whole time?
I don't know.
What is going on? That is tremendous, dude. That is one of the best. That's one of the best candies I've ever had in my life.
It's delicious.
It's just, this ruined Halloween for me just now.
Go to World Market.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying my kids are going to come home with all kinds of candy. I'm going to eat some of their candy because I'm a dad. And my wife does that too. We both take candy. That's the tax for us hauling you guys around all year. But all the candy they're about to bring home tomorrow night for Beggar's Night, there's no way we are going to ever have anything as good as that right there. That is tremendous.
I love World Market. You know, I also got you a crunchy bar.
Yeah, I've had the crunchy bar and I love those. That is from, that's Cadbury,
that's
right?
That's British Cadbury. Now, they will, like if you go to Walgreens, you will see Cadbury Dairy Milk chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay. But in this country, if you see Cadbury, they've licensed that name to Hershey. And so all that chocolate is made here. Nothing against it.
Right.
I enjoy a Hershey chocolate. It's very delicious. It is not the same chocolate formula as they use with international Cadbury. But if you go to World Market, they will have the crunchy bars there made with Euro Cadbury chocolate.
Well, and here's how you know the difference, right? Because on the like of this one, this Kit Kat, it literally says where it's made. It's got a different label on it that says made in Germany. So, you know, like if you get what you're talking about, you look at the back of the American Cadbury thing, it's going to say made in Hershey, Pennsylvania, which is fine. Hershey people do a nice chocolate. But if you're looking for the actual chocolate from Europe, which is a little different, I'm with you.
You know how, you know, back a long time ago, they had the West Germany and had the East Germany.
I'm aware of that. A little thing called the Cold War.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, some people, Bodie probably isn't even aware because he wasn't alive.
Bodie, you know about the Cold War? Come on. Don't let him say that about
yes,
you.
Yes, I have heard that. Yep.
But you're aware of the city of Berlin was split in two.
Heard of it. Yeah, there was a wall even.
There was a wall.
Yes. Look at that. That's good job, Bodie. Dang. That's great.
And every time I turn on one of these like History Channel shows, it's always stories about how people on the, you know, East German side were desperate to get to West Germany. They wanted freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But there were guards and they'd shoot you and all this other stuff, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if, because we always hear, this is going to sound really bad. Follow me here, though, for a second.
Okay.
We always hear the bad things about oppressive communism.
Okay.
All right. What if there was a really, really good, like, chocolate place? Like, do we assume that the commies don't like chocolate? Like, there's a confectionery place that serves the best chocolate.
You don't know.
But it's on the East German side. Do you think anybody ever took the chance? I may not be able to get back, but that chocolate is so damn good. I got to go over to Commie Land to buy some chocolate, and then I'll risk trying to get back.
I mean, East Germany was where the communism was.
That's right. That's correct.
Okay, so would you have a restaurant? Let's say your restaurant was so good. You know how I love pizza. You love pizza. Mm-hmm. We're big pizza guys.
It's the best pizza in the world.
I'll tell you right now, if I was in West Germany and like Eagle Pizza, New Albany, if that was located in East Germany, I'm risking the biscuit. I'd kiss and hug everybody I love and be like, sorry, I got to go over there for some. I'm sorry, that taco pizza.
Well, we may never see you again.
You know, it's what? Like, they got to look at the pizza.
They're holding the pizza right at the border there. They're trying to entice you with the smell.
That's right.
There's a little
propaganda.
Fan. Yeah, it's exactly right.
It's pizza ganda.
They're known for propaganda.
Yes. By the way, I am quite sure the people who run Eagle Pizza would never participate in such chicanery. I'm just saying, if that were the situation where like they put a wall up at where like 670 is right now and said, sorry, you can't go over there, then I would be like, I got to risk it. I got to get over there.
What is that heavenly? Mm. Where is that coming from, that heavenly aroma?
Right.
Oh. Oh, yes. I will devote my life to the Kremlin.
Rocky's standing there. He's like, if I can change and you can change, maybe this pizza can change your life.
How do you get the crust so airy? What do you do? What kind of yeast do you have here in commie world?
Right. I got to tell you, I would feel like the Russians probably would have put that out there. You know, don't you think? Back in the day, they were trying to get everyone to believe how communism was so great. Don't you think they would have highlighted that?
Yes.
Don't you think we would have heard about it is what I'm saying? Your idea that like maybe it was there and we didn't know. I think we would have known. I think they would have talked about it like to no end. Mikhail Gorbachev would have been standing there just like, look at this pizza.
Gorbachev, yeah.
Wasn't that him?
Yeah.
He was there.
But he tore the wall down.
He was there when it got torn down. I don't think he was like happy about it.
Wasn't he resigned to his fate?
Yes, but I'm saying I think that wasn't... Like, he didn't take office and be like, I'm going to get rid of that wall. He was like, I'm going to keep the wall. We're going to fix it. And then we're going to make it stay up. We're not going to let Reagan win or whoever.
Who was probably happy that... was Yeltsin?
Boris Yeltsin?
Wasn't he then afterwards?
He came in after, yeah.
Right. He was probably happy the wall was down.
Gorbachev did do a pizza commercial, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He was in the pizza commercial.
Yeah,
hey. That's right. I forgot all about that.
I'm Miguel Gorbachev. I know good pizza. I don't know what accent that was.
I don't know either.
Hey, On Campus, all the news and notes you need. The communist edition of On Campus is coming up next. This is communist traffic now.
That's right.
With Nicole. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 5-minute slowdown on eastbound 670 between Neal Avenue and 5th Avenue, and you're looking at a 10-minute delay if you're traveling on northbound 71 on the north side between I-70 and Weber Road. This report is sponsored by LifeLock. As Cybersecurity Awareness Month wraps up, remember to update your software to fix security issues that identity thieves exploit to steal personal info. And for comprehensive identity theft protection, choose LifeLock. Start your 30-day free trial today at LifeLock.com/cybersafety. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Wednesday. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up at 5:34. It's Wild Card Wednesday on campus coming up in mere moments. Here's some news for you. The Bulls say Lonzo Ball strained his wrist in their game against Memphis last night. He'll be reevaluated in 10 days, but it's nothing serious. Nothing serious.
That's a little concerning given this guy. Again, this is nothing related to what he had previously, but he missed the better part of 3 years.
Yes, he had a little minor knee procedure. That's going to be a little thing.
Right.
And 6 to 8 weeks. That's max. He'll be back 2.5 years later. Maybe I can run.
I mean, literally, it felt like, I'm not making light of this. It felt like people on NBA TV were like going to break out into tears when he got back on the court. It was such an inspirational thing when he got back on the court this year because he'd missed so much time. He had so many different setbacks. And then, yeah, now it's like, oh, his wrist is hurt just a few days, though. I hope so.
Also, congratulations to your guy and really my guy, too. Mm-hmm. Jameis My Anus is your AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Jameis Winston.
I don't know who that is. I know who Jameis My Anus is. On campus.
Common Man and T-Bones. On campus. The latest college sports news and notes.
Sponsored by Reverse Aesthetics. Does it jiggle or shake? Schedule your medical weight loss consultation today at reverse-aesthetics.com.
Bone! I just want to point out that if that catches any traction, there's a non-zero chance that Jameis Winston will reference that in a hype-up speech to his team, where he will say something like, they're calling us names, they're saying all kinds of stuff, they're saying Jameis My Anus, and then he will, like,
that's respect that we're giving
you. I know it is, but I'm saying if he doesn't hear it that way, I'm just pointing out, this is a man who wants A to W. It could get weird. Just be aware.
A to W.
You don't remember that? Where he's like talking to, and he made a W. He's like, y'all taste that? And he's licking his fingers. He's like, tastes like a win. Tastes like a W.
Disgusting.
That's when he was with Tampa and everybody just laughed at him.
I hate the word finger. Disgusting.
But you have 10 of them.
Doesn't matter. I have a lot of things I don't like.
Mike, it's a part of your anatomy. A finger. Get used to it.
I don't like it.
Same as a weenus. That's your elbow skin. They call that a weenus.
Is that right?
That's the term. Right. Yeah, it's the weenus. I didn't make it up. Look it up. All right. Despite apparently a very bad start for Oklahoma State, Ollie Gordon II, running back for them, who is the reigning Doak Walker Award winner, they are very bad. They've had a 5-game losing streak. He was thought to be a Heisman hopeful, one of those type of guys. He was asked about, will you just pack it in, sit out the rest of the season, and then transfer, whatever you're going to do next year, go to the NFL. He said no. He said, quote, I finish what I start. Mama always told me, you finish what you start. Who would I be to give up on my team because our season's not going how we want it to? So just because our season is not going how it's supposed to, I'm supposed to give up? No, that's really weird. And the way that people can just sit here and say that, it's crazy. They're wasting their breath saying it because I'm not giving up on my team.
Hey, it's his decision. I respect him.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it.
They were picked third in the preseason Big 12 media poll, but they are 3-5 and 0-4 in conference play as of right now. They could be missing a bowl game for the first time.
Jim Cantore, Dana White. Now they're not going to show him. The guy on TV was a combination of weatherman Jim Cantore and Dana White.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
And you're not going to see it.
Anyway, this could be the first time since 2005 that Oklahoma State has missed a bowl game. That was the first year of the Mike Gundy era. So it could be that we are seeing the entire arc of Mike Gundy right here.
Right, that guy right there.
That's really good.
Jim Cantore, Dana White.
I like it. Who is this guy?
He's reporting on the Packers. Right, I don't know who he is.
The Big Ten says no further action will be taken against the players involved in the Michigan-Michigan State fight. If you remember, if you're not aware, at the end of their game this past week in which Michigan won 24-17, at midfield, a melee started, as Steve Spurrier would like to say, when quarterback Davis Warren took a knee with just 30 seconds remaining, as he did. Defensive lineman Anthony Jones, Michigan tight end Colston Loveland began pushing and shoving. It escalated from there. Benches cleared. Coaches were involved, pulling everybody away. Sharon Moore said in his press conference that he apologized for his team's role in the incident.
What did he say? How did he say it?
I'm sorry for my team's role in the incident.
That's right. He did that. He also said they will address that internally. The Big Ten said that's good enough, apparently. They don't need to do anything. Michigan State, meanwhile, their athletic director, Alan Haller, said that the Big Ten should look into it and punish what he believed to be the Michigan players that were involved, namely Michigan star running back Kalel Mullings, who he says played a major role in the incident. They said that footage appeared to show Mullings stomping one of the other players. Big Ten said that footage was inconclusive, so they are not going to dole out any further punishments. Hey, by the way, Michigan State.
There was a bug on the ground that he was stomping on.
What are you talking about? I had a perfectly good reason to do that. Also, Connor Stallions was innocent. That's also what he said.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Every time Michigan and Michigan State play of late, it seems like there's something. Remember a couple years ago when they had the big locker room brawl and like dudes got arrested?
Yeah, well, maybe you shouldn't have them coming out the same tunnel at the same time, too.
Well, that would be the brilliant design of Michigan's terrible
design
stadium.
And you just say, hey, wait 5 minutes until the other team comes
right. That seems easy enough.
The Hillbillies have to find a new place to be Hillbillies. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a 35-minute delay due to a crash that's blocking the left lane on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Roberts Road and I-70. It's moving slow from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. And we've got stop-and-go traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up at 5:34. I just called his nurse. He's ready to go.
Oh, that's good.
Bone, you got any wild cards for me?
Let's see. This is from Rick Steves Sex Swing. My guy.
I'll tell you what.
He said,
Rick Steves, my guy.
Yeah, mine too. He says, my dildaroonies, with the election fast approaching, who would you choose as your running mate? Or who would you want to choose you as their running mate? Anyone alive or dead goes. Now, I presume this means non-political. Like, I don't have to choose a politician, right? I can choose.
I don't know. He said you could choose whoever you want.
Anyone you want.
First of all,
dead or
I had not heard that the election is close.
You hadn't?
I mean, now, have we been playing ads?
I was going to say.
I've missed a lot of the ads.
The millions of dollars worth of ads that are funneling through the state of Ohio right now may beg to differ with you.
I did hear an ad during that last commercial break where it sounded like Bobby fell asleep halfway through the ad. What are we doing?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I wish, you know what? It's an ad for a company. It's not on the company.
No, it's not on them.
I don't know how. Never mind.
Never mind.
Never
is right.
mind. Never mind. mind. All right, who Never would my mind. Running mate be?
Mine would be Bobby Carpenter. So your turn. Go ahead.
It's not a bad choice.
There we go.
Nobody at the radio station, though, in all seriousness. Picking anybody in the world?
Yeah, no, I'm not picking anybody here. No one should pick us, by the way, but that's what we've been asked to do.
Gabby Thomas.
Oh, you're just trying to win the election.
I'm trying to win the election and then hopefully her heart, because we're traveling all over the place together.
That's primed for scandal. Could you imagine the headlines if it's like, oh no, Mike Riccardi and Gabby.
First of all, it's Mark Riccardi.
Mike Picasnotti.
Yes.
And Gabby Douglas.
Gabby Thomas, not Gabby Douglas.
I'm just getting them all wrong. They're just having wild sex everywhere they go.
I'm the one planting that story. I'm the source.
She has to come out and shoot down and be like,
I deny it.
There's no truth to these rumors. Yeah.
Actually, we did it last night 5 times.
Who am I kidding myself? That would probably get anybody, like, that's going to get you elected. That's
absolutely
right.
That's
the thing that gets you elected. Yeah. See, I was sitting here trying to think, like, who's the smartest economist? No.
Can I tell you something?
No one would care.
She went to Harvard. She's very smart. She's much smarter than me.
She's very smart. I agree with that.
She's hot. She's fast. What's the problem?
All I was saying is she has a variety of interests. The smartest economist in the world is probably not her. She's probably very smart. She's not the smartest economist in the world. But you're right. What would be the difference that would make? Because I'd go out there and be like, our guy has an economic plan. And then you'd be out there and be like, yeah, let's check this out and look at what we're doing. And then people would be like, that's way more salacious. I'm much more into that. That's what I want to find out about. We got to see if this love connection happens. Let's get him in the White House and see how it goes.
Exactly. That's my answer.
Okay.
Gabby Thomas.
This one comes from Nuckeye Butt. He says, and by the way, he says, RIP to our guy Chops, who is no longer working at the Fan. He announced that the other day, and we are sad to see him go.
This was a personal decision, which I respect. From Chops, he decided to, you know, try something new, and he's on to his next challenge. He's about to be a father,
yeah,
and he has different priorities in life than sitting here doing stupid radio for 3 hours a day. And I get that. It's not a lifestyle for everybody, and I know he's going to be successful in whatever the hell else he does.
Yeah.
He's my guy.
He posted some stuff. If you haven't seen it on his Twitter, he posted a little bit more information about all this. But I will say it's one of the most like mature things I've ever read from someone in our business. And it's someone who's much younger than me.
His wife wrote it.
Yeah.
I don't think he wrote it.
That wouldn't surprise me, too. But no, to him and J-Lo, we wish them nothing but the best and good luck going forward. And we are going to miss having him on the air here. But this is from Nutguy Bud, who says, wild card scenario. I send you to the grocery store with $100. Pick from the frozen section a 4-course meal, app, soup and salad, main and dessert. Your choice with no pizza.
Well, no pizza.
I don't know a lot of frozen soup / salad options. I understand what you're saying, right? Like an appetizer.
I bet there's some frozen soup.
I don't know, is what I'm telling you. I have no idea. So I'll have to, on that one, I'll have to say I'll pass. On the app part of it, I'm trying to think, do those TGI Fridays, like potato skins, do they?
Yeah, they have those.
Do they heat up well? Never mind. I got the air fryer. I'd heat those up. They'd be great.
Look at you. Fancy air fryer.
Yeah.
I like the mozzarella sticks. I forget the brand name that I like. It's in the white box.
Okay.
White box mozzarella sticks. I'd serve those for an appetizer. No pizza. So, you know what? I'm going to go with a Mrs. T's pierogi.
I've never had a Mrs. T's pierogi.
It's a potato dump. It's like ravioli, but with potatoes on the inside.
Well, no, I know what a pierogi is. I've never had one from Mrs. T's.
They're delicious.
Frozen.
They're wonderful.
Why is
I don't know if you know what a pierogi is.
I just picture Mr. T in a wig being like, that's right, sucker.
Like, I painted a fool, eat my potato pancake. Not pancake, dumpling, whatever.
Mrs. T, my gal. Let her live.
That's going to be my main course with some sauteed onions and some sour cream.
That sounds very good.
Mm-mm, that's good eating. Now, dessert, I'm going double caramel Magnum ice cream bar.
Oh,
that's what I'm
going
with.
That's a big miss. Big miss.
It's
on
a
your
big
part.
Miss.
It's a huge
no,
miss on
get
your
out
part.
Of here, man.
Huge miss on your part. I'm going with Stouffer's lasagna. That's always great. You can heat that up all day. It's fantastic.
I didn't eat that one for the dessert. Kid.
Yeah, well, sorry you didn't grow up privileged.
My mom in the kitchen making lasagna with no salt.
That's good.
In it.
How did that? 18 hours later, it finally got done.
Hey, I wasn't making it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, there.
Lasagna. I'm sure it was great. Meanwhile, I'm going with the thing that is the number one dessert you can get in the frozen food aisle, and that is an Edwards key lime pie. Delicious. Fantastic.
Never had one.
You miss it out.
I mean, I like key lime pie. I'm sure it's delicious.
It's the best one you can
wouldn't
get.
You wouldn't put it on par, though, with the key lime pie
no.
that was sent to us from Joe's in Miami.
The key lime pie from Joe's, which because of you and listener Emma Watson's bottom half, I have now had like 3 times I've had this key lime pie.
It's delicious.
It's fantastic. That is the best I've ever had. But short of paying $100, no joke, for a key lime pie, if you're willing to spend like $10, this Edwards key lime pie is the one that I go with. I've had the Marie Callender. Go to hell. Not as good. The Edwards is the best, in my opinion.
Bodie, you're a single guy. I assume you do a lot of frozen foods. Am I wrong, or do you stay away from that aisle?
You would be wrong. I do stay away from that aisle.
Okay. Thanks for playing.
Well, no, I have a question, Bodie. Are you a very good cook?
No, not even remotely.
So what do you
eat?
The more
convenient, the better. Chicken breast, we'll just throw that in the air fryer.
Okay.
Ground chicken, ground turkey, just throw that on the
nice
stove.
Nice and lean. Lean protein.
Yeah. Do you season that with anything?
Yes.
Are you hitting that with like a taco packet
or
something?
Yeah, with some seasoning, yeah.
Okay, all right. What's a go-to kind of flavor seasoning? Are you looking for more like a lemon zest, or are you looking for more of like a, I don't know, something
kind of like
a
buffalo ranch, a little bit of kick. I don't like spicy too much, but I like just a tad of a kick there, so.
What's a side that's going with those ground chicken or ground turkey options?
Yeah, we're trying to stick with the healthier options. We'll go rice, potatoes, some sort of veggie in there.
You're not afraid of starch, though?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
There we go. We can work with that.
Your stance on bread. You like bread?
Yeah, bread's fantastic.
Bread's great.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no carb diet. No, those people can go to hell.
All right. Hey, the Hillbillies down in Florida and Georgia, they have to find a new place to play their football game because, you know, they're renovating the stadium in Jacksonville. Shad Khan's going to make a whole new stadium there.
That's right. Well, he didn't get his move to London that everyone thought he was going to do with the Jags, so now he's got to fix that place up.
So he's fixing that place up. So during the 2026 and 2027 seasons, they have to move Florida, Georgia, world's biggest cocktail party, to Atlanta. Mercedes-Benz Stadium will be 2026. And then Raymond James Stadium in Tampa will be 2027. Why does that matter? I don't know. I just saw it today and thought I'd throw it on the sheet.
Okay.
Back to you, Bone.
We got a message here on Twitter. We're
Bodie's
talking
eating
about
couscous tonight.
I love it. It's good. Dan tweeted us because we were talking about European candy.
Yeah.
You went to World Market and got some delicious candy. I had a Kit Kat from Germany or elsewhere. I'm not sure, but it was delicious. Anyway, he said, since we're talking so much candy, have either of you been to Buckeye Candy Company in Gahanna? Look them up on Instagram if you want the real deal Euro chocolate. That's what he says.
Buckeye Candy Company in Gahanna.
Now, I mean, I'm pulling up their Instagram. I'm trying to check them out here. It does look like they have a lot of that. They have the crunchy bar from Cadbury. It does look like they have a pretty good selection of candy. I'm not going to lie. I don't know. I thought this was a place that was making candy, but
it
looks like
selling it.
Looks like they sell candy. Retro candy. It says on their Instagram, retro candy, chocolate Buckeyes, imported chocolate, soda, cotton candy, fudge, candy gift baskets, and more. Yeah, it's right there in like the main little strip there in Gahanna.
Well, where in Gahanna though?
It's off of Granville Street in Gahanna. 355 Granville Street, if you need the address. It's smack in the middle of Gahanna.
All right. It's across the street from the Dairy Queen.
There you go.
Yeah. I've been to that Dairy. See, I'm not in that area anymore. I used to live right over there. That's the problem.
What do you mean that's the problem? You have a car. GPS.
I understand. No, I know where it is. Just a longer drive for me, that's all.
Oh, it's over there in Gahanna. I don't even know where that is. Yes, you do. Go over there and eat it.
It's right across the street from the Dairy Queen.
Yeah, so go get it.
Spent a lot of nights at that Dairy Queen, Bone. Summer nights.
I'm not kidding you. This is real. The neighborhood behind where this candy place is located, that's where my mom grew up. She went to Gahanna High School. She walked to school every day, and that's from where
I bet she knows that Dairy Queen. She probably conceived you in the parking lot.
She probably did. I actually also went to that. I grew up in Gahanna, too, for like the first 5 years of my life. That's where I lived.
That's why your middle name is Peanut Buster Parfait. Jonathan yes. Peanut Buster Parfait Smith.
They used to call me, at school, they called me Spanish Peanuts.
God, we're stupid.
Thank you, Matt Nagy. That's who that was, right? I keep saying
that.
Yeah,
that's Matt Nagy.
Right. I didn't want to go like 3 years from now. It's like, it's actually not Matt Nagy.
No, it's him.
It's Eberflus.
No, it's not Flus.
No, he wouldn't do that. Trevor Plouffe. Smart. Too smart.
More Wild Card Wednesday fun coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a couple-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue, and you're going to hit a 10-minute slowdown if you're on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by eBay. We all got a thing. Yes, even you. If you love fashion, car parts, trading cards, whatever you're into, it's on eBay. So go find the thing that keeps you up at night. eBay. Things people love. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Hey, it's Wild Card Wednesday. And Fish has just handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Morning Juice, 7:33, Dean Evason, Jackets head coach. Hopefully talking about a victory. Jackets playing the Islanders tonight. Our coverage starts at 6:30. Bishop and Friends, 10:33. Paul Feinbaum, resident Pied Piper of the Hillbillies over at ESPN.
Mm.
And on Rothman and Ice tomorrow, 2:33, Gold Jacket Thursday, Kellen Winslow, Hall of Fame tight end. Not Kellen Winslow Jr. He's okay. Doing Gold Shower Thursday somewhere. But not
serving an award, too, right? He was a soldier.
Yeah, he was a soldier. That's right. Yeah, Kellen Winslow Jr. thought he was a soldier. Kellen Winslow the second. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Boy, that would be a tough interview to do. To not. Hey, anyway. How are things? What are you
nothing. Coach Prime says there's not enough Heisman talk about his son.
Okay.
Right, first, shut up. Second, there is no one on earth who thinks that Shedeur Sanders is a better player than Travis Hunter.
If they do, they're crazy.
They're stupid. Travis Hunter is the best player in college football.
Yes.
He should win the Heisman Trophy. He won't.
Dude.
He should.
It's stupid that we have to do this where the Heisman Trophy, I don't know that he won't win it. Like, who? I don't understand why that would be the case. Doesn't the Heisman people who vote on this stuff, don't you like college football?
No. They like playoff teams and undefeated
what
teams.
What does that compete. Mean?
I know that, Bone, but I'm trying to tell
it's
you.
It's so dumb that we do this where it's like, well, this guy's the quarterback of the best team in college football, Heisman. Why? Like, this guy goes out and plays offense and defense. By the way, last year, he was just as good last year, except he got hurt, and then he couldn't play most of the year. So that, you know, obviously is going to damper your Heisman chances. But if he had played all of last year, all the hype would have been around him. It was already there for those of us who watch college football all the time. That's who the Heisman voters are. I would think they would know this. But I don't understand why it's like, well, I'm sorry, unless he's on a top five team, I'm not even going to talk to you. Ashton Gentry should be getting a look too, by the way. Is Boise State going to make the playoffs? I don't know. But whether they do or not should have nothing to do with that guy being in the running
for
that award.
That is not what this award has become.
I hate it. It's so stupid.
All right, I know.
So mad. By the way, I'm going to make you mad. This is a wild card.
All right, go ahead.
And I have some actual wild cards from people. But this, the people over at, I don't know, I'm saying people a lot. People Magazine.
The people of people?
The people of people. It's just people loving people, Mike. They have voted on the sexiest man alive, the sexiest everything alive. Now they have the sexiest podcast host.
God.
And it is not us, just so you know.
We're radio hosts that just happen to have a podcast.
Do we have a podcast? Yes.
But we're not podcast hosts. We're radio hosts.
You are splitting hairs.
I am splitting hairs. Because they did a sexiest radio. I'm winning.
No, you're not.
I'll take my shirt
if
off
they did
right
hairiest
now.
Ass. Bone and Beam United, though.
Now, Bone and Beam United is a podcast, and we that is true.
That's true. And if they had sexiest grown man toddler baby, Brandon Beam would win.
So the sexiest podcast host, it is Travis and Jason Kelce.
So tired of the Kelces. You know,
I know, really,
it's Jason, because Travis was always sort of a, you know, I'm at the party. I'm at the life of the party. I'm dating Taylor. That's fine. I have no problem with him.
Well, because you're saying you know who he is.
I know who he is.
He's a douchebag.
But it's the fact that the media has just positioned Jason Kelce as like, oh, he's the everyman. Look at him. He's eating chicken. He's eating chicken. He's playing fantasy football. He's the everyman. He's not the everyman. I hate him.
He's a Hall of Fame center, number
one. I don't care.
One.
I hate his face.
No, I'm saying, though, like, they're looking at him like, he's got a dad bod. It's like, he was in the NFL for 12 years or whatever it's been. He doesn't have a dad bod. He's built like an offensive lineman. He's a Greek god compared to people with dad bods. Why do we... It's the same thing with Phil Mickelson when they used to say, that guy's like just a normal average Joe. No, he's not. He's a great golfer, terrible gambler. Seems like a terrible human being, but he flies on a private jet everywhere just like the rest of these golfers. Stop making him out to be like something he's not just because when he wears a polo shirt, he's a little pudgy. Who cares?
You know what I do like, though?
What's that?
Kylie Kelce.
She's great.
Yeah.
No, she actually gives him more everyman credit than he does. Because,
like
she seems like a very down-to-earth person.
She played field hockey.
Did she?
What it says in
I
her bio.
I have no idea.
She played field hockey for Cabrini University. Sounds made up.
Cabrini?
Like the projects in Chicago. That was Cabrini Green, but I don't think that
How
she
are
was
we
playing
spelling
there.
Cabrini?
C-A-B-R-I-N-I. How would
Cabrini,
you say that?
The Cabrini University, it appears, is in Wayne, Pennsylvania. Nope.
Wayne?
One thing said Wayne. This says now Radnor, Pennsylvania. I don't know where that is.
It's just some guy named Wayne Radnor. He's got a backyard, and that's where they played field hockey.
This university goes all the way back to the year 1957.
Oh, it's history, baby.
It was founded by the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, named after the first American naturalized citizen saint, Mother Frances Frances Cabrini, obviously.
Okay.
So Pennsylvania, she went to school in Pennsylvania. He played football in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia? Maybe that's how they met? I don't know.
All right. Well, either way.
Let them live.
I like her.
That's great.
I don't like him.
I understand you don't. You want some more wild cards?
Yes.
I should probably get a few of those ready. This one comes from... I'm trying to find one I didn't read yet already. This is Mike. Oh, is this Mike Todd? It is Mike Todd. My guy.
I don't want to talk to Mike.
Why not? He tweeted at us.
No. He was present when you were being conceived in the Dairy Queen parking lot.
Can I put some strawberry sauce on that for you? Peanut Buster Parfait, you say?
Can I dip your cone?
All right. He said, in the spirit of Halloween, what is your favorite scary movie? It doesn't have to be a horror film, just a movie that scared you.
Well, anything scares T-Bone. When the monkeys were flying in Wizard of Oz, I pooped myself.
Actually, as a kid, you know what movie got me? We watched all the Ernest P. Worrell movies.
Ernest Scared Stupid? Yes. Are you really going to say that?
I was a kid. I was a kid and they had like a scary looking troll in it. But yes, it was funny. That was as close as I got to being scared. I wouldn't watch anything scarier than that.
It's the religious movies that always got me. Like The Exorcist scared the hell out of me. Mm. To this day, I don't classify myself as religious. I don't know what the hell I believe. I will not touch a Ouija board. I will not touch it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, those are fun.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know what's really
I'm
good?
Not doing it.
Yeah, you do it with everybody blindfolded, you'll see that they don't work all of a sudden. It's crazy.
I'm sure they don't work, Bone, but I'm not going to touch one.
I'll mess with it. Let's bring it over here. Let's do it. Want to have a seance?
My wife says all the time, I'm sure that it doesn't work, but I'm not going to touch it.
Okay. It's good. Finally just got that. This one is Unknown Stuntman. Our guy says, my guys. If you could hibernate like a bear for 3 straight months, which are you picking? Which months would you hibernate during? He said,
summer. I hate summer.
He just said, I'm going July, August, September to avoid sacking too sweaty.
I hate it. That's right. Me and you, stuntman, cuddling together in an air-conditioned dungeon.
But if you hibernate in September, you miss all the start of football. Wouldn't you go?
No, but then you come back in October and everybody's ready to go.
What is that?
Like they've cleaned up their games. It's no more ugliness.
Oh, yeah.
We're not playing horrible non-conference schedules. We're into the meat.
So just to be clear, you would rather have June than September for your. I understand you don't like the hot weather, all that stuff.
I don't like it.
Why wouldn't you pick June, July, August? That's hot, too. And then you get football in September. What am I missing?
Everything.
You're wrong.
My answer can't be wrong.
It can be, and
it's an opinion. Wrong.
My answer is, I'd go February, March, April. Wake up in May. Let's go.
Miss Month March Madness then. No more brackets.
That's all right. College basketball, overrated.
And you miss the Super Bowl.
You know what?
Super Bowl's in February.
Yeah, Super Bowl, overrated. We already talked about this. It's not a real football game. It ceases to be a real football game. My team's never going to be in it. Why would I care?
I'm sorry. Have you not seen Jameis Myanus?
I'm sorry.
You're going
to
be in it.
You're right. He is the AFC Offensive Player of the
Week.
That's
exactly right.
As opposed to Deshaun Watson, who is the AFC Offensive Player of the Week, just for being gross.
Hey, he's a model citizen. You shut your mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. He's also gross, and he's coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit a 40-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the left lane if you need to travel southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Roberts Road to I-70. It is stop and go from 33. And we've got a 10-minute delay on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue, and a small delay on northbound 315 from Kinnear Road to Ackerman Road. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bones. Name dropping. With the biggest name dropper of them all, Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports by the airport.
Legendary television voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets. It's name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
Hey, guys. How are we there?
Oh, excellent. Now that you're here, Rims. And you know what, Rims? I love watching this hockey team. They're playing the Islanders tonight. They've scored 6 goals multiple times this season. The last time was the last time out against Edmonton, where they won 6-1. Here's my question to you. And it's a simple question, but I'm a simple man. If you look at the roster, obviously, for a variety of reasons, it's changed. Johnny's no longer on the roster for a terrible reason. Patrick Laine's no longer on the roster. Boone is hurt. You would think that the absence of those guys would mean that you'd have trouble scoring goals, and yet this team has not. Why?
Well, first of all, let's not leave out Gudbranson or Voronkov, 2 big losses as well.
Yeah, Gudbranson's a huge goal scorer. Yeah.
Well, no, he's not a huge goal scorer, but he's one of the team leaders on the team. So it's not only the goal scoring. Obviously, you're highlighting that because the Blue Jackets going into tonight's game are one of the top 5 scoring teams in the National Hockey League, and they're right up there with the very best in the NHL. But to answer your question, plain and simple, you're seeing the young players that have maybe taken a little bit longer than people expected, players that there was some tough love for. And Kent Johnson's another one that wasn't mentioned. Look at the start that he got off to. The players are playing as a team, and they're also getting production from the third and fourth lines. Matthew Olivier, who's been maybe the team's MVP through the first 8 or 9 games, he's off to maybe the best start of his career. I talked to him a couple of times over the summer, and you'll recall last summer, He didn't get a chance to train much because he broke his leg late in the year and then had a relapse over the summer. So he came to training camp a year ago and not in great shape. But he worked on his skills all summer. He's always, and I made a note of it several times during the course of the year last season, he's always the first guy on the ice working with the skills coaches. And we're seeing the benefits of that right now. He's also showing some leadership. Cole Sillinger has picked up where he left off. They pick up a Sean Monahan, who unfortunately does not get the chance to play with Goodrow. That's a big reason why he came to Columbus. He has certainly made a difference. For one, it's so important to have that number one center that wins faceoffs, and Monahan has done that, so the Jackets have the puck. They're also being very aggressive with their blue line, and we're seeing the great start that Werenski has had. You say, well, Gudbranson's not a scorer, and he's not, but they're getting offense from the blue line as well. Provorov had a great start to the season. I guess I'm going through the lineup here.
Yeah, you're just naming every player on the team. Got it.
No, I have not mentioned every player on the team, but it's been a team effort, plain and simple.
Well, you know what, Rims, it has been a team effort, but I also think the way that this team has kind of become a little bit more than the sum of its parts early on with everything they've dealt with, if this team comes close to finishing 500 at the end of this season or beyond that number, then Dean Evason has to be the runaway coach of the year winner, right? There's not even a question of that, is there?
Well, he's done a great job. There's no question. I said it last week that talking to you, T-Bone, that he's a big reason the Jackets have got off to the start. He has obviously implemented a system the players have bought into. And, yeah, he'll get considerations for the Jack Adams Award. I hope it's beyond Columbus. Now, I've had a vote, I guess, up until this year, so I doubt if I'll get a ballot this year. But you're right. He's certainly right there as far as should be under consideration of the Jackets finish where I think they will.
Name drop. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rims.
I'm not ruling out this team finishing above 500.
Well, that's what, Rims, all I was trying to get to was, like, if this team even sniffs that, let alone if they do more, like, there shouldn't even be a discussion in the – that should be the story of the year in the NHL, given everything that's happened this offseason. I know there's a lot of hockey to be played, but – I would hope that early on, people in Toronto and all the news sites in Canada and everywhere else, I would hope they're all paying attention to what's going on here in Columbus.
Well, I certainly am from a distance, and I can't wait to get to Columbus and see a number of games here in the weeks to come. But I got to tell you, I got a phone call from beat writer for The Athletic, Aaron Portsline, just before you guys called. And I told him, yeah, we're, I guess, what, almost a tenth into the season. But I'm already checking the standings, and going into tonight's game with a win, the Jackets are a playoff team.
All right.
And it is early.
That's it.
It is early.
There we go.
But, hey, you've got to keep an eye on that, and I certainly will. Teams that get off to good starts, they're only 500, but they're playing well, and they can certainly improve on that. And teams that get off to good starts, they get a leg up on a playoff spot.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. It's brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the Airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
I was on the phone earlier on today with General Manager Kevin King, and hey, it's that time of the year. The weather's been absolutely spectacular, and there are new and pre-owned cars going out the door on a daily basis. So if you're looking for a new or pre-owned car, there's only one place to go, and that's Buyers Imports by the Airport. The selection is outstanding. Whether you're looking for a new Porsche, Audi, Subaru, Volkswagen, where they've got great monthly specials, head to Buyers Imports by the Airport. And remember, you can get that express lube and oil change plus a car wash, and you're in and out in a half an hour.
That's what she said. All right, John Davidson did color on Monday. He's your buddy. He's a Hall of Fame broadcaster. Rate his performance.
Outstanding. And, of course, John and I are, you know, friends since the 10th grade. So when he first talked to me about the possibility of doing games, I said, JD, you got to do it. Best in the business of all time. And I thought he was just spectacular. He worked, and that's one thing about John. Preparation is second to none. And he visited with a number of players on our team, talked to Paul Coffey, the Hall of Fame coach and former defenseman in the National Hockey League. So he came well prepared, and he just did an outstanding job. And as I said, for young fans, maybe their first exposure to JD, who worked so many great years as a Hall of Famer alongside Sam Rosen, who, by the way, is retiring at the end of the season with the New York Rangers. He's on his tour the way I was last year, and as some people suggest, it's another great broadcaster that's bringing an end to his career.
And you would be honest with him if you thought he's true. I mean, you tell me all the time that you think Steve Mears sucks. You say that all the time to me.
That's pretty tough.
I heard you saying the other day you'd rather have Rick Mears instead of Steve Mears, right? Former IndyCar driver. That's what you said. I remember that.
I think Steve's doing a good job.
Yeah,
I know you do too.
Steve Mears. He's great. Yeah.
He has not been on the show because I feel like that would be cheating on you. But I think Steve's doing a good job.
I talked to Steve when he got the job. I encouraged him. I've already talked to him a couple of times during the season. He's been around the league for a long time, 19 years. He's been a broadcaster. It's not like they've hired a rookie. And, he has moved to Columbus, excited about the team, excited about the city. He's a dad now. I've got a young son. And it's really worked out well for him, and I'm happy for him.
All right, real quickly, do you have any names to drop?
I sure do. I talked to your good friend and mine, Michael Bublé, for a good 45 minutes the other day. And part of the reason I talked to him again was that he reached out to me after the death of Johnny Gaudreau, and he wanted to talk to Meredith Gaudreau, Johnny's just sensational wife. And boy, I'll tell you, she's one strong lady. So he asked if I would make the introduction and make the call for him. I did. Meredith was just outstanding talking to Michael, and Michael reached out to me and talked about his conversation. And of course, you guys brought up when Johnny first signed with the Blue Jackets, Bublé and Calgary, when he performed just days after the signing and kind of ripped Gaudreau for leaving Calgary, a great hockey market. But again, the reason he left, and he made it very clear while he was here, not long enough, unfortunately, for the late great player, but it was for family reasons. And with that, Meredith just loves Columbus. The Monahan family and Meredith have been close since the two were teammates, Johnny and Sean, and they just love Columbus. Both players do. And I'll tell you, as far as Bublé is concerned, he still feels bad about it, and especially about the comments of the two yo-yos that you guys are, when you were kind of ripping him after he signed.
Who was ripping him? I was ripping Michael Bublé?
You guys don't you remember?
I'm still going to rip him.
Hey, Ripper, your friend. Hey,
yeah,
Ripper,
I'm still going to rip him. That's right. Because he was married to, what's her name, and he dumped her. Who was his first
Michael
wife?
Michael Bublé? I don't know who he was. I don't know who he was married to first.
I don't think he was married before.
He was married to what? The British woman.
Married to all of the British. That's right.
No, what's her name? Yeah.
You better get your facts right before you bring this up on the show.
I got my facts right. I got to go, Rims. I got to talk to the British woman. What's her name?
By the way,
I don't know. I'm looking her up.
By the way, in addition to asking for Meredith's number, Bublé asked for your number, so expect a phone call.
Good. I'm excited to talk to him. See
and
next
it's really to talk to Kristen. It's really to talk to Kristen, not
okay,
you.
Okay, great. I'll hand her the phone. I love you, Megan Bublé. All right, bye-bye. Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Who was the...
It says he was engaged. It says he met English actress Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt! That's
they
right.
They were dating.
That's right, and he cheated on her.
It ended in July 2008. He began dating Argentine actress Luciana Lupilato.
Emily Blunt is a treasure. She's talented. You don't cheat on her. Stupid idiot.
All right.
Michael Bublé, kiss my ass.
He wrote, "Haven't met you yet," for Lopiata.
All right, I got to go, Lopiata. Oh, back page next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some residual traffic due to an earlier accident on southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Roberts Road to I-70. Still a 20-minute delay there and some stop-and-go traffic from 33. And we have a 15-minute slowdown on westbound 670 between 5th Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by eBay. We all got a thing. Yes, even you. If you love fashion, car parts, trading cards, whatever you're into, it's on eBay. So go find the thing that keeps you up at night. eBay. Things people love. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Timmy is off tonight, and so that means we scrape the absolute bottom of the barrel.
Someone say sexy podcaster.
We give you Tito Jeff Didoff. That's where the tastiest booze, though, is the bottom of the barrel.
Oh,
Tito.
You don't have to tell me that.
Yeah, that's right. It's where all the stuff is. The stuff from the barrel, it all filters
right there.
Down there,
good
and it sits there.
It makes some good.
Also, the top of the pizza box is what we call the strays. That little cheese up there gets up there sometimes. The strays are pretty good, too.
Mm. Yeah. Here's a question that we had earlier today. I want to get your take on it. If you were living in West Germany at the time, you know, when it was split.
Sure.
And you heard that right across the border was the best pizza place in the history of the world. Like, you can actually smell it.
Yeah.
The smell is wafting.
Sure.
But you knew there was like maybe a, you know, 40% chance that if you crossed over there, there's no guarantee you're going to get back.
Right.
Right? Because that's what they...
I mean, you could be stuck there forever. Yeah,
mongers.
Of course.
Would you go try it? Would you take the risk?
I'd send my wife to go pick up a pie.
Yeah. It's the way to do it.
I think that's what I would do. Preferably the ex-wife, but the current wife, one or the other, right? I think that's what I would do.
I see. Yeah, so
this one will be the ex-wife soon enough.
Oh, yeah, hey, give it time, right?
I think the actual
three somewhere in the future.
I think it's more about them referring to you as the ex-husband is really how that's going to go, right? That's more of what
my
it is.
Wife said to me shortly after our wedding that I would make a wonderful ex-husband someday, which I thought was a nice thing to say on like day three of marriage.
We used to have a friend, no joke.
You don't have any money? That's who makes an ex-husband.
Oh, that's a great one. Yes. No. Yeah. Right. No. It's just because I'm nice. I'd be the good.
Oh, I
you know,
see.
That's what I.
You'd
I would,
still come over and mow the lawn.
Yes. That's
even
what
though
I would
she
do.
Divorced
yes,
you.
I would still do that.
I see.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
We did have a couple that we knew who had like when I was much younger. This is 15 years ago.
Right.
They had been married back when I was banging.
Thank you.
They had a couple. They'd been married a couple years, and the wife was always very quick to introduce her husband and say, "Yeah, this is her husband's name." My first husband is how she would introduce him.
Right.
And then it was even more funny when they got divorced a few years later.
Oh, yes.
That's like, you know what?
Hey,
who saw
she was
that
right.
coming?
She
I
was
thought
right.
about this. You guys do the back when I was banging.
Yeah.
I used to work for Big Bear way back when.
I loved Big Bear.
Back when I was bagging. When I used to be a bag groceries there. I did that too.
Not at Big Bear.
When
but
I was bagging.
I bagged.
At Eagle Country Market.
Eagle Country Market.
Yes. That's where I was bagging.
Yeah. I used to be a bagger at Kroger.
Okay, so.
No S.
Yeah, no S.
I was there when it was in its singular days of just Kroger.
All right, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Well, we're going to have some new odds on the national championship, and you might be surprised. How about that for a tease? Also, we'll hear from Ryan Day, Jim Knowles, and Chip Kelly. It's Devere Posey and I. And look, we got a full half hour tonight.
Buckeye Show, I got to tell you, if Tito can't do a half hour, then that's the Tito I know.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Congratulations on a job done.
Done. That's right. Mike, would you like to find out about Salma Hayek and what she's up to or
Absolutely.
The Wayans brother? Okay, here we go. Salma Hayek has said that she feels the pressure to work. Longtime actress, she is estimated to be worth $200 million on her own.
$200 million? Really?
On her own, yes, from her acting career. However, that doesn't matter as much, though, because she's also married to a guy, François-Henri Pinault, 62 years old, who is a French billionaire.
Okay.
Anyway, she says she feels, quote, the pressure to work until she said, quote, she earns a certain amount of money. Wasn't willing to say what that amount was, but...
Oh, I thought it was going to be because that keeps her fulfilled.
No. She said, I have the pressure to make a certain amount of money and I like it. And now I've decided I want to make more. Her husband is worth $34.8 billion.
Oh my God. My.
Now, again, that she's got her own money. I get it. But if she's ever like,
chump change.
I was thinking we could go on vacation, but my $200 million won't cover it. Maybe her husband would be able to float a few bucks her way to. I'm just saying.
Mm.
If you feel that pressure, good for you. I wouldn't. I wouldn't at all.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. Jack, it's time at 6:30. We're back tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit a 15-minute slowdown on southbound 270 on the West Outer Belt between Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and I-70. And we have another 15-minute delay if you need to travel eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and Bryce Road. This report is sponsored by eBay. We all got a thing. Yes, even you. If you love fashion, car parts, trading cards, whatever you're into, it's on eBay. So go find the thing that keeps you up at night. eBay. Things people love. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Center.
Good evening. I'm Jacob Reimer. The Columbus Blue Jackets are back on home ice tonight, going for their fifth win on the season. They welcome in the New York Islanders. Face-off is at 7 o'clock with coverage found here on The Fan starting at 6:30. Game 5 of the World Series is tonight. The Yankees try to extend the series with Gerrit Cole getting the ball, while Jack Flaherty is on the mound for the Dodgers. First pitch from Yankee Stadium is at 8:08. Los Angeles can win baseball's Fall Classic with a win tonight. And in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers shoot for a 5-0 start tonight when they host LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. Tip-off is at 7. The SportsCenter update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Enjoy rates as low as 9.90% APR with a Visa credit card from BMI. Apply at bmifcu.org/visa. Breaking sports news when it happens on...
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're, like, filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leap.
Muggsy's Leap. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does, lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That
doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth,
mm-hmm.
and the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of
just
course.
The tooth fairy. You don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you
that
step
I'm
in
not
as a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting
an asylum.
It is fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it.
That's yeah, that's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.